7. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Father, before I start this one hour, one nugget, Lord, I want to pray that your Holy Spirit would fall in such power as I am bringing this message. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we're at part 30 of God's love. And if you've got your Bible, turn with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and from verse 22. It says this: But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is what the Holy Spirit produces in our lives, beloved. If we turn our attention to Almighty God, if we keep our eyes well and truly focused on Almighty God, the Holy Spirit is going to produce that kind of fruit so that we can be seen and understood by others to be set apart for Almighty God. Paul is talking to the church in Galatia. He's not just merely speaking to them and just saying, you know what, this is what I think. No, he is saying this is what happens. If you look just before it, Paul is talking about the results, or the fruit, if you will, of a sinful nature. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you, says Paul, let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to say, but these are the fruits of the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. In other words, that is what is going to be evident in our lives as we live for Almighty God. What is the evidence in your life? And as I was going to bring this word, I just felt a stirring in the Holy Spirit to tell me to tell you that someone listening to this broadcast right at this moment does not have the Holy Spirit operating in their lives. You know, my father preached for 30 years. He was an itinerant preacher, and he preached for 30 years. And if he were alive now, he would tell you that he preached that the Holy Spirit died out in the first century. And that was not happening today. The Holy Spirit was not prevalent today. He would have told you that. But in 1968, oh boy, in fact, I think it was 1967. In 1967, my father went to a meeting and had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and it completely and utterly changed his life. Totally. Him and my mother, both of them, received the Holy Spirit with such power in their lives, and it completely changed them. And then my father lived in regret for a little while, as he realized he'd preached for 30 years that the Holy Spirit had died out in the first century. But of course he went to see his father, and his father forgave him. Because you see, my dad didn't know. He hadn't had that evidence. And my dad's life, he was not living with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. My dad was living in a lot of anger because he didn't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wasn't upon him. Turn with me real quick to the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll go to chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Beloved, listen to this. Everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. It says clearly, everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe there were around 120 people there. You're listening to this broadcast now, and you're wondering, have I been baptized in this wonderful Holy Spirit? Where am I in the scheme of things when I think about it? Do I have these wonderful gifts? Do I have this fruit in my life? This fruit of love and joy, peace and patience and kindness, goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control? Are those attributes, those fruits, are they manifesting in my life? And if your answer is no to that, I believe you need to be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you're not alone there. Because I believe right at this moment, I need to be filled myself with the Holy Spirit. So when I'm praying for you, I'm praying for me too, to have a complete infilling. But I want to pray especially for you if you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because I believe that needs to happen today. Whether you're listening live right now, whether you're listening to the recorded broadcast, whether you're listening to the podcast, it makes no difference. It makes no difference at all, because I believe as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe as you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, something extraordinary is going to happen in your life immediately. Are you ready for this? If you are, just say yes now. If you have responded with the word yes, then I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that that person that responded by saying yes, that you would fill them right now, that you would baptize them right now in your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit fall right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to pray now. And if you'd like to follow me in this prayer, we're going to pray for a wonderful infilling to the very tip of our heads and to the very bottom of our feet. We're going to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we gather before you now and are expectant of the warmth of your Holy Spirit. Fill us now, Lord, to overflowing, till we can take no more. Fill us now, Lord Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And glory to God. If you have been filled with the Holy Spirit now, if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, when you get a minute, because you just want to bask in His glory, when you get a minute, just let us know so that we can pray for you. Send us an email at studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, I have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Or if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to say, I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.